countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Well, since COVID-19 arrived on this island at the very end of February, every citizen and every resident has made a huge effort to contain the virus. It's been a great personal cost to so many individuals, families and communities. For many of us, the return to sport has been great to see, a welcome sign of some normal life. And the return to sport was particularly welcome for my two guests, Catriona Cormacan, Galway footballer and camogie player, and Caroline O'Hanlon, Armagh footballer and Northern Ireland netball international. You see, as well as being great GAA players, both women are working as doctors. Now, normally I know these two players as Catriona and Caroline, but because we're in Countrywide, it's going to be good morning, Dr. Catriona, and good morning, Dr. Caroline.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Marty.
Nice to have you on the programme. When the first cases were detected in Ireland at the end of February and early March, you were hoping actually for a lockdown. Why is that, Catriona?
In terms of my injury, is it, Marty?
Well, both injuries and your medical career.
Yeah, well, I suppose early on, when you were looking at the other countries like Italy, you were getting very, very worried, and you were seeing what was happening there with the hospitals and being overrun over there, the medical service not being able to handle the case numbers and people dying at home, and it was just terrible to see. And I suppose you were really worried that that could be ahead of us. And I suppose early on we were seeing that, and every evening I suppose I was coming home watching the news, hoping that there would be, you know, word of a lockdown. And then it did come, and thankfully, I suppose, the Irish nation, we all rode in together, followed the public health guidelines, and were able to keep the numbers at manageable levels, thankfully. But I suppose, as we've seen yesterday, you know, we are definitely not over this, and unfortunately, you know, the three counties have had to take a step backwards and go into kind of a lockdown again. So it's made us all aware again that we really need to be diligent and follow the advice of the public health.
Now, I was in your surgery in Newry, Caroline, and being there in that front line, I admire both of you and all your frontline colleagues. But has your work changed? Has the whole operation in terms of a GP changed both in Galway and in Newry?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose when you look back, it seems like it's gone pretty fast at times, but probably about... In the last 6 months, our day-to-day practice is probably unrecognisable, really, from what it had been. You know, seeing patients is something you're trying to really minimise, whereas obviously we would have had a lot of face-to-face contact. The opening up of the COVID centres, which we've had in the north, so these are GP-led assessment units, and those have obviously only been created in the last 6 months, and those are areas that we have to cover now as well as our own general practice. So telephone triage has become just our norm. You know, it's what we spend most of the day doing, and you know, it's a different environment. The NHS has adapted really quickly here in the north, and you know, that's been a really positive thing, and there's been some changes that have been positive, but it does remain challenging. I mean, obviously we're trained to assess people mostly in person, and that's what you love about the job, is the contact with the patients, and you know, your clinical judgment, a lot of that's based on, you know, what you see and how you assess a person in real life or in person, I suppose. So it does remain challenging, but I suppose we're trying to continually adapt and learn as we go, and try and do what's best for the patients.
And in the middle of all this, Caroline and Catriona, has your attitude to sport changed, do you think? Has your priorities changed over the last couple of months?
Well, yeah, certainly. Go on ahead, Catriona.
No, go on, Caroline. Go on.
For me, it certainly has. I think, you know, competitive sport was always a priority for me. And I think on, you know, reflection throughout the lockdown, while you have been able to train yourself and on your own, it's been the support of your teammates, the camaraderie and the crack at training that you've missed the most. So for me, it's given me a better appreciation for that. And, you know, since we've come back to training, you know, that's the bit that I've loved the most, is just getting back in with your teammates and really just enjoying being together.
And what about you, Katrina?
Yeah, I'd echo that with Caroline. I suppose, you know, I had a lot of people ask me, you're missing the matches, you know, but in truth, I was missing the people. It was my teammates, my club mates, you know, just that social outlet. That's what I was really missing. And speaking to other girls, that was what they would have said as well. And I suppose as a sports competitor, sometimes we do get obsessed with winning, and it's all about winning. And we think that that's the only thing. But with what we've gone through the last few months, you realise that really, it's so important. Our health is so important, the health of our friends, our family, and just being able to get out and exercise, you know, we're blessed that we can do that. So I suppose just having a bit of that understanding now, that, you know, to appreciate how lucky we are that we can actually exercise and compete, you know.
Let me ask you this question very briefly to both of you. You're both leaders in your sports and role models for younger people. Katrina, can I start with you? What would you say to them this weekend to stay safe, considering that the knowledge we now have of what's happening in the lockdown in Laois, Offaly and Kildare?
Yeah, I suppose it's just important to remember that the coronavirus is still here. You know, it's not gone away. And, you know, we have to adapt our lives to it. You know, we all want to get on with normality, but we can't until, you know, we get on top of this. So really, the young people just following what's being advised by the public health. I know it's tough and everyone wants to meet their friends, but just being diligent. And especially if anyone has any symptoms, they need to isolate and contact their GP. I think that's really important.
And final word to you, Caroline.
Yeah, similar to what Katrina said, I suppose just to remember that we are in a very privileged position. We have the opportunity to get out and train together, but that's not a given. There's many people across the country who've been shielding for months, who've only recently been allowed to go out of the house and mix with other people. So we do have a responsibility in that position to take care. So continuing to do the simple things like hand washing, you know, keeping our distance, wearing masks, you know, just being careful, particularly travelling to and from games, that, you know, if you're carpooling, that you're maybe wearing a mask, or just trying to really minimise that. But just trying to do the simple things and just remember
safe.
Those people who maybe don't have that opportunity.
Absolutely. Dr. Katrina Cormack and Dr. Caroline O'Hanlon, thank you both very much for joining me on Countrywide this morning. Finally, just a quick word with the chairman of the Kildare GAA County Board, Mick Gorman. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Marty.
Very briefly, I'm sure you're disappointed with what has happened, but I'm also presuming that there is no GAA in Kildare, or indeed in Laois or Offaly.
No GAA. And in fairness, since the pandemic began, it has always been from the top in Croke Park down that public health was the number one priority. And like, we're back on the playing pitches since the beginning of July, and we're back in competition since middle of July. And after 6 weeks, it's very, very disappointing that we're going to be no games for the next 2 weeks. And we have a meeting on Monday with Croke Park, and they will be taking advice from the COVID Advisory Committee, and we just hope that the clubs are trusted to implement the restrictions that are imposed by the government on
Absolutely.
Friday.
Well, Mick, thank you very, very much. We just wanted a quick update of what was happening in the GAA world. Thank you. That's the chairman of the Kildare County Board for joining us.